Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's Box Combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Our goal today is to not have any feedback for you in our microphone, so we'll do a test here in a second. Yeah, we do a test on the actual
one,
show.
Two.
Oh,
one,
sounds pretty
two.
Good.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
All right.
Sounded good to you, Sip?
Yeah, I think we're good.
We're good. You commented before the show that it was a boring day yesterday. It's fine.
I thought
this
it
is
was.
Time, it's it. There's no MLB going on. It's just All-Star game. It's very slow.
Calm before the storm, sort of. Is that what we're in?
A little bit like that.
I had to throw out a cliche right away.
You did.
First thing
we
I
appreciate
say,
that.
Pretty standard fare for me. The first thing I say is a cliche. Calm before the storm.
It worked. That was not egregious there at all.
You don't think?
No.
As another person who uses a lot of cliches. You don't. I'm sure.
I think everyone uses cliches a lot.
You think? Bill doesn't do that a lot.
I'm not a huge cliche guy. I really got away from too. There was always some in football that was just standard issue. They almost had to say in the meetings
like,
that came up. I don't know. Just there's always stuff that came up.
Here's one. And, let's see. Yeah. Well, let me think.
So I stayed away from that. It was just kind of the,
can't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Can't turn it over.
We got to run the ball. We got to stop the run. Okay. Thank
oh, yeah.
you. There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
He's going for that's days a, for football.
That's
cliche.
A new thought. That's a new thought. Yes.
But it's true.
It's true, but yes.
It is. I mean, that's some. The thing about cliches is they're cliches for a reason. Yeah. They ring true.
Just, some of them make no sense, which we've...
No. Which ones don't make sense?
Well, I'll give you some, okay?
Please do it.
Tell me there's a cliche that doesn't make sense. I mean, there's like 1,000 of them. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But usually what I'm saying is cliches are cliches because they're overused, but they're overused for a reason because they do ring true. Run the ball, stop. Run the ball, stop. Run. Got to do it.
Yeah. See how it plays out.
Cliches are part of life.
Anything wild in your days yesterday?
No. I told you. I
Jake had a meltdown.
I texted the group that golf is just not my friend anymore. Yeah. It's just... I'm going to go to horseshoes, I think I'm going to find a different sport
not
here
my
soon.
My friend anymore.
Imagine Jake.
We were friends for a long time.
I'm in a horseshoe league.
Yep.
Yeah.
What happened to golf? I quit.
Thing.
I gave up golf and went to horseshoes. There's horseshoes right at 48th and...
Where the pool is.
About late. Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's where it's at. I might just go to that instead.
I wouldn't call that late, and what would you call that park?
I'm not saying the park is late, but the street.
Right.
Yeah.
Not, but... Yeah. It's not. Layton's up
there.
A little further. Yeah. Up, but anyway, I know what park you're talking about. We should know the park because there's a pool there, an active pool.
I forget the name of the park, but I'm going to go over there and play horseshoes now because golf's over.
Get the living crap kicked out of you.
Well, I will. I know. I'm just going to get a beat down
in jeans and long sleeve button up shirts, and you'll get beat like 21-0.
Well, I mean, Bill saw me at the cab. We were playing beanbags. A similar concept, not the same, but similar concept, and I just got just destroyed by Leighton and Alex there. Yes.
Leighton and Alex are good at that.
I don't know. They were that day.
They just absolutely pummeled us. Yeah. It was bad. Very bad. It's Seng Park, by the way. S-E-N-G. Seng Park. Thank you, Krutov.
Former mayor.
That's right.
Yes. Colleen Seng.
That's right. That's what it is.
Wow.
So
Chris Seng was her son. Chris played at Wesleyan with me. Yes.
I'll be damned.
Yes. Yeah, so Seng Park. Yes. Really? Rockets.
There's some Lincoln lore today to start off the show.
Chris was a Rocket.
Chris Seng.
Yes, it was a Rocket.
And what position did he play?
Outside linebacker. Nice. Really good player.
OLB.
Yeah, really good player.
And his mom was the mayor for some period.
Yes.
And they named a park
they have
after.
Park. It's a big deal.
Where Jake's going to take up horseshoes
pretty soon.
Well, Jake could have also been affected because I talked to Jake and about 4:30. I'm like, Jake, you had golf league today like that? Yeah, having a experimental early beer right now at venue.
This was a random thing. Yeah. It was really random.
Maybe we're trying to get to the crux of the problem here.
So I thought that was going to help out because I started off a par and birdie the first two holes. Yeah. This is good. We're going to have a good night.
You were at venue at 4:30. God, you live a great life.
My mother-in-law was in town. She wanted to go to venue. So we said, let's go to venue. I got a little bit of time before golf league. Sure.
I got to get to venue before golf league.
that's a life right there.
That's pretty damn good, Jake.
I got back. I got home at 4:15. Went right to venue.
The nicest restaurant in Lincoln. Before you go play in your golf.
We just got appetizers.
I was just gonna say, did you have appetizers too, Jake?
Well, I had like some mini pretzel bites, and I had a Stella. That's it. That's all I had.
This is your life. You're upset because the price you were receiving at the country club wasn't high enough, and then you're going to venue at. At 4:30
on a Monday
for apps.
No, the problem
get some apps.
The problem with the country clubs is I worked there for years, and then guys got hired above my rate.
He's just started. He's a way different life than us. Can you imagine me getting a hold of you and say, "Hey, listen, I'm heading into venue at 4:30 on a Monday."
I would be completely freaked out.
I would be too.
It's more of a one-off.
And it didn't really affect me too much. Not with Jake. It's like, nope, that's the lifestyle.
Yeah. Blitzkrieg says this Jake's lifestyle is like the Auburn head coach's life. I'm Hugh Freeze over here.
The Hugh Freeze of the stool. Yes.
God, Jake. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah. Venue at 4:30 on a Monday.
Having pretzel
bites. I've been there one time in my life. I was freaked out by it. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, did you have to kind of half get dressed up?
I was dressed for golf league, so I had a polo and shorts on. Yeah. I was ready to roll. That's fine attire in venue.
Roll,
you don't need to have like long pants on there.
Also,
short pants are fine.
You have to do this when you walked in. Hey, where are you guys at?
It's dark.
Right outside,
it is dark. Yeah.
Super dark.
It's
in
dark.
There. Yes.
God, what a life.
This is the Jake. This is something.
I had a beer. I had a beer and a couple pretzel bites,
for
and
you.
Then left.
He's having beer and appetizers at the top restaurant, one of the top restaurants there are in Lake.
Then I was
whisked off to golf league.
I almost killed someone on the golf course by accident.
What happened?
I drove over a green. It was a big drive.
You haven't.
I drove a par four, and I almost hit a guy right in the dome. It would have instantly been dead if you got hit by.
A humble brag there, by the way.
No, it was. I did drive the green.
He drove a par four.
A par four
and overshot it.
But the guy, friend of mine, Brett, he is with Metal Arc Exteriors, good friend.
Yes.
He says, he yells back. He says, "What the hell?
Oh boy, oh boy."
Yeah, one of those.
Take him to the venue.
I'm sorry.
He'll be fine.
I apologize after I got him a beer after the round.
Did you?
Yes. I said, the least I can do for you is get this beer
hammered over a green on a par four, though.
Hit it pretty good. A little downwind. The driver's been an issue this year. That's why I was surprised I hit it that far, because it's been bad.
What sort of event went on after golf then? Because this day is
nothing. Well, I went home. I went to the clubhouse and said, "Hey, Brett, I'm apologizing. Here's a beer. I got to roll, though." I went right home after the round was over. Yeah. So I did not.
Well,
I had no post round festivities at all.
3:30. So I understand that.
No post round.
Eating pretzel bites at venue.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up.
I will say, I think something happened for the first time ever last night.
What's that?
After the round, I stopped at Runza on the way home.
Okay.
Which I eat Runza a lot. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for an actual Runza this time. I'm not sure I've ever eaten a full Runza ever in my lifetime. Ever. I've had hamburgers and chicken strips chicken sandwiches.
What's going on today?
I've had many Runzas.
I go to Runza, but I don't eat Runzas.
No.
What are we?
He had his first Runza.
His first Runza. Jake had a Runza last night.
I'm pretty sure it was my first ever like full sized Runza. I've had some mini ones before.
What is going on today?
Yeah, we talk about Runza. This all happened yesterday. It's all in one day.
It's a lot of things to unpack.
And also, at the end of the day, stopped at Runza and got
his first Runza ever.
God dang.
I said, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. The hamburger sounds great, but let's see what this Runza is all about.
How about when he said also, I usually get the chicken sandwich. Who goes to Runza for a chicken sandwich?
It's pretty good. Don't knock it.
I'm not knocking it. I've had it. It's terrible. I had it right over here. No, I don't mind saying it. I had a chicken sandwich. I swear I'd never get another.
I've had a burger there. They're incredible.
Burgers are good.
I'm sorry, Runza, whatever.
Are the burgers good? Burgers are really good.
Burgers are good and the Runzas are incredible. Okay. Runzas are like a
That's why they're called
delicacy.
Runza, not chicken.
Jake got his first Runza.
I've had many ones. I had my first, I think, ever full Runza last night. It was very good. It was pretty good.
Filling.
Did you get some crinkly fries or did you get rings?
See, I opted for a side of popcorn chicken instead of fries. I didn't want the fries last night.
What kind of finances? I couldn't imagine thinking that, even like, looking at like Laura. Hey, I'd like to get. I also want to get a side of popcorn chicken.
I think the popcorn chicken was actually cheaper than getting the side of fries. I didn't get the drink. There's no drink. Just
you're doing very well.
Runs it.
Boy, he's got a house with a pool.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a venue at 3:30. Yeah, he's getting a Runza
on a Monday.
On a Monday.
What's Tuesday?
Yeah. Today's a calm day.
Today's much calmer than that.
Not much going on today. Calm day. No venue today. No going out today.
How'd Andy shoot?
He wasn't there.
Okay.
No, I just went by myself. I played with, we played against Mike and Jack. They're seniors. They play from the senior tees. Okay. Very nice guys. And then play with a longtime ticket advertiser, Kevin Meyer, and his partner, Troy. Kevin shot one under par last night.
Oh, so he's a golfer.
Kevin had his tie for his best ever nine holes of his entire life.
Congrats.
I said, I am your good luck charm, Kevin.
Congrats.
So he beat you pretty handily.
Oh, he beat me by four shots. Yeah. And I'm a one handicap there. And he's a four.
He's a legit golfer.
That's why I said this is what caused the demise of my belief in my golf game, that I'm going the wrong direction.
It doesn't sound like it's that bad.
Three overs not bad, but the way
Let's just go hole by hole.
Nope. Compared to Kevin, who's just tearing it up.
Kevin
made me feel bad about not. He didn't do it. He didn't like talk smack me, but the way he was playing, I felt like a loser out there.
Oh, Jake, we're three over. That's not bad. I mean, if me and Bill shot three over,
you guys would be thrilled. You don't play golf at all. You don't have high expectations for good scores.
That's fair.
That's my idle chit chat. Anything for you guys?
No, I have nothing.
No, we just move on to whatever. We can't even get involved with that conversation.
The only thing I wanted to...
Sometimes this is just
public humiliation is what it is. I bought a pair of jeans at Kohl's yesterday, but I didn't pay for them. They signed me up for a credit card.
Oh, you went for the credit card, huh? All right, you know the deal? Yeah.
I don't understand what happened.
You got lured in. I'm not saying for Kohl's, for anyone. He's like, hey, do you want to get this card? I'm like, no, we have one card that we use. We have a Shield card.
I should have said, wait a second, what's going on here?
Yeah, because, yeah.
She's talking really fast.
Yeah, and you went for it.
Yeah, and she said, just press the buttons on the thing that's in front of you.
She got you.
And then I was like, well, I got to pay for this. So she said, no, it's paid for on your card, on your new card. I was like,
excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
Hold it. Did you get it free, or did they put the price on your card?
They put the price on my card, obviously.
So that's not free.
It's not free. Yeah. I mean, I walked out of there. I didn't out late.
Now you have a finance charge.
Right.
They'll hit you every month. Now you're going to. This will cost you several grand over the next few years.
What's the proper course of action?
I don't know. Get out immediately.
How can that happen?
It's like a timeshare at this point.
Yeah, you're Sip's the one guy. That sounds like a heck of a deal to me. I'd love to sit down and talk with you guys. I'd love to have something in Panama.
To get a credit card, they had to get all your social security
number. They got my social security number. It freaked me out.
Did you give it to her?
Well, I was typing it in on it. I punched it in.
I mean, oh, man.
You You did that willingly then. You didn't have to do that.
Well, she's talking really fast. Yes. She's just talking.
You should say, hang
she's
on.
She's a young
you
woman.
You say,
talking.
Miss, I don't think I need to put it in my social to pay for these items.
I had cash. I was going to pay.
Will yeah, Fullerton, are you listening to this? Applied Connect.
We need your help.
The biggest problem, Will said, in security is what? People that do things like what you just did.
Right.
I typed in, like, I gave him my bank account, yep. and I took a picture of my credit card and all other cards.
The whole thing.
Gave him my PIN number.
Yep. Everything. Yes, it was amazing.
They must have just saw you coming like that.
Look at this guy.
Look at this guy in the parking lot. This is a home run. Connie, you take him.
I think they must train the workers to know how to do it.
Will has chimed in. He says, SIP is a problem.
Yep.
Will in Fullerton says, SIP is a problem.
Yeah. Well, I public humiliation, but I got a new pair of, I don't know if I call them jeans or some pants, but I didn't pay for them. I paid for them. on a credit card.
That's the whole thing with
the
credit
card. I don't even know.
Do you still have money in your wallet? Yeah, I just put it on my credit card. So I'm fine. I got a lot of money.
And I don't have a physical credit card. I don't have the physical one. Is it?
It's coming. Yeah, it'll come
Kohl's
to your
card.
Yeah, it'll come. Yeah.
David wants to know from Renew. He said, do you also pay that toll fee text we get every day on your phone?
Yes.
You've got overdue tolls in Colorado.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
That's a spam. Okay, right. Don't fall for that one.
Wow. Okay, that's it. That's all.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I went to Buffalo Wings and Rings last night with Alex and. Alex and.
Bill?
Kester!
There it is.
There it was. That was good. And that's it.
5 wings last night?
Yep.
Yep.
And they were good.
Why even go?
Nope. They were good.
I stand really good by that. Why even go for 5?
I didn't.
You know, I went to Venue for an appetizer. Five wings could be an appetizer. It's not a meal.
And salad.
Salad is bunny food.
You don't
get full on that at all.
Like a rabbit. Bugs.
Rabbit. Yeah, bugs. We love bugs.
I saw a picture of bugs last night.
I missed bugs.
What's that?
Bugs.
We're going through some photos, and one of bugs came up, and we thought Bugs was a dwarf bunny. Bugs weighs about 40 pounds now.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, Bugs is big. Jake's seen Bugs.
Elizabeth picked up Bugs one time.
Yeah.
She's an expert rabbit.
Well, she's a rabbiteer.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
How'd that happen, by the way? Yeah.
What do you mean?
How'd she become?
Well, they had rabbits at the farm.
Okay.
For the fair.
Yeah. For the fair, yeah. Won a lot of awards with the rabbits back
in the
day.
She's a top rabbiteer.
Her brother and her mom, very good rabbiteers.
Yes.
Is that what you call them?
I don't know. I like the way Bill said it. He's saying it constantly.
Recipitation
right
of the rabbiteer.
It sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds
right.
I've never heard the word before.
Yeah.
Rabbiteer. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense right now.
It does, rabbiteer.
What are you, a rabbiteer? What do you do?
I'm
raise
glad
rabbits.
That Bugs is doing well, though. Bugs is still with
Bugs
us.
Bugs is doing very well. Bugs is also
40-pound rabbit.
Bugs now lives with Grandma Vertiska, but it's completely litter box trained, so it can just roam the house.
Really?
Yeah, Bugs roams the house.
Really?
Yeah.
But bunnies can do that.
And my mother-in-law makes Bugs a salad twice a day. Gets a salad.
See? Rabbit food. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You ate rabbit food last night.
Bugs loves it.
And bugs, then a little bit of meat.
Does bugs, bugs chew holes in the wall by any chance?
No, I tell you one thing. Cords are fun.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They just, they just go through the cords like you can't believe.
Thank you.
All of a sudden, there's not a lamp on in the house.
Right.
Bugs is just eating through everything. Here? Yeah.
Not the walls, though. She hasn't chewed too many walls. You got to train them on that, too. Well, yeah. Cords are a major problem. Wow, what idle chit-chat. Is it sponsored by anybody?
It is. It's sponsored by our friends at 738-AG.
Joey!
Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738-AG runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738-AG.com. As Bill mentioned, Joey Robinson and the team at Bertrand.
738, it's the road that they live on, the road that they developed. Yes, they developed. Him and his sister are the ones that handled this. And
really?
And also... Remember, his son is a potential MLB-er, and so Joey's got a lot going on.
How old is his
I don't
son?
Have the exact age right now, Steve. Okay. If I would have said that.
What
at
would
the
you
time.
Guess?
A range, maybe?
I'm going to guess 11.
11. Okay.
I'm going to guess 11.
Potential MLB-er.
Yeah.
You never know.
MLB-er, yes. So anyway, the Bertrand baseball program is very strong, and that has a lot to do with is Joey it? Also. Yes, Joey helps with the team.
Did you guys play Bertrand?
Baseball? No, we did not play Bertrand.
Yeah.
No.
Did you?
Not. No, because we were
class
too
A.
big.
Class.
Yeah, yeah. Would stoop down to Bertrand's level at all.
Thank you, Joey.
Yes.
Yeah, good job, Joey.
738-AG.com. 464-5685. Call or text as always. SEC Media Days began yesterday in Atlanta. Greg Sankey at the podium to begin things, as well as South Carolina spoke. Vanderbilt. We'll get to that.
Brian Kelly,
LSU spoke yesterday. At SEC Media Days.
Who else spoke?
There's one other team. South Carolina,
Vanderbilt, LSU, and...
Can't remember the last team.
That's okay. Don't
figure
worry
that
about
out.
It.
But Greg Sankey, I mean, as recent as a month ago...
Ole Miss, yes.
Lane Kiffin, thank you. As recent as a month ago, the Big Ten and SEC were somewhat aligned on the playoff, right? As of a month ago?
Probably a little longer than that, but yes. No,
Within the last two months.
They were aligned, though. 100.
Well, again, as we heard last week from the Big 12, they want the 5+11 for the playoff, and apparently Greg Sankey now feels the same way. And if it's not that way, he'd say, well, let's keep it at 12 teams until we can agree with the Big 10.
I have a take on this, and I'd like to get from Superfan Jake and from extreme columnist and winner of the Nebraska...
Writer of the year.
Writer of the year.
Let me hear what you have to say here.
Is that it? Just appeared to me from listening to Sankey, which he had a very, I enjoyed listening to it, was that it was like, it wasn't like for us to all get along. It was like, if Nebraska decides, I'm not Nebraska, but if the Big Ten decide not to get on board with us, then we'll just keep it here. So there was zero of like, we're all going to look at it.
Nope.
And if we can do, there's like, we're over here. It's 3-1.
Yep.
Are you coming in?
Yep.
No. Or if you're not, then we'll just stay at 12. That's right. That was my take.
There was no, like, we all have to sit down
and really have to see what we can, how we can work this out. Because it's so simple. The 5-11 is better because no one's a fan of the AQ. Someone just getting in as the fourth team in the Big Ten and don't deserve to be in ahead of a couple other teams, but they have this already established. Automatic, not good. But each conference is throwing away bazillions of dollars because each one of them would have those on championship day would have 1 versus 2, 6 versus 3, and 5 versus 4. So imagine those extra games and that money that brings in at home venues.
Right.
So the money, so Petiti's going, hey, listen, the AQs, yes, and the money is going to be insane for that. You imagine
that. So here's the question. Why does the SEC not want to do that?
Well, what was said 3 weeks ago, whatever it was 100% during the whatever meetings they were at, was that Sankey wanted the AQs. He had this. That's what he wanted.
But then
the coaches said no. So he backed his coaches. The coaches like unanimously said, we do not want the AQs. We want 5-11.
The highest five rated conference champions plus 11 at-large berths. The Big Ten apparently wants none of that. Yeah. Or they want the AQs because they could have the play-in thing.
The play-in games. Can you imagine this? So all four conferences do it. So can you imagine the amount of games? What was going on? That I mean, it would be insane.
That would be great. I just think it's a pie in the sky. Ain't happening.
Yeah, it's not happening now.
They didn't want it to happen.
My question also is, If every SEC coach at 16, Steve, unanimously they want the 5-11, where's the Big Ten? You think the Big Ten coaches are unanimous that they want the 4-4?
I doubt it.
I have a hard time believing that. I have a hard time believing
now, here's,
that.
Now, is this what's happening? Are the university presidents of the Big Ten, are they telling? I mean, Petitti works for the presidents, essentially.
Yep.
Are the presidents telling him, don't back down? This is our stance. We're not backing down.
Well, it all depends on what you want for your end game. If your end game is in the end to have more accessibilities to have how many games?
That's
16 teams.
That's what I thought.
So if you don't have the 16 and they don't and they'd say no, that means it's staying at 12. And that's a lot of money off the table. That's a lot of money.
Nebraska would want the. Now, what would Nebraska want?
They want 16.
Okay,
Coach,
but what
Coach
about
Rules the... actually said that in jest a little bit, making it larger. He was joking, but he wasn't joking for the fact of accessibility of the 16. What did he say? Like 40? Let's have 48 or something. Remember that?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
That was in jest. We all know that. Right. But my point is, he wasn't saying no. We should go back to four.
Except, if you're the sixth seed, you're in business.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's 12 teamer though. So it's kind of complicated. Do you see what I'm saying?
You're not guaranteed to get four teams in the 5-11.
No.
I mean, if the Big Ten has, we keep saying, that benefits the Big Ten in a potentially down year, right? You're guaranteed four teams. You might only have two great teams and two average ones, so that helps your conference out. Mm-hmm. But that won't be probably the case that often. But even in a sixth team, the way this would work, they're not guaranteed to get as many as four teams if the league is down that year. That's why...
Okay.
I could see pushback from coaches and the ADs.
Well,
the
if you said right now, what would you say if the Big Ten in basketball gets 9 in the NCAA tournament?
Okay.
Everybody would be like, no, you can't do that. You can't just qualify 9 because the 9th team that particular year, you might be, it's like they have no business being in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's going on. So there's education on both sides because the amount of games that would have been incredible. When your top six are alive, that's cool. That's what Nebraska would want. They want the top six alive, which would be the four model.
The 4-4-2-2, et cetera, et cetera model, which would be 12 teams.
Yeah. For the best amount of access.
Do you see the confusion that people might have though? So we're saying, and I think I agree with you. That the 12 team model actually gives Nebraska better access than a 16 team model.
100% no.
I thought that's what you're saying.
No. The 16 team gives you the play in games. That's what gives you the play in games. The 16 team 4-4 that gives you the play in games. The 12 is just like it was this year.
But in the 5-11 again, you're not guaranteed to get four teams in.
No. Hey, okay.
Let's back up.
Get the board clean.
Clean the board.
Okay, the 16 team. Okay, the reason it's so good is financially because now each league has six teams with access.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they have because it's 2-2 for the other two, so it wouldn't be, but it could still be two extra games instead of the extra one extra game per league is what it would be. So. The access for the most access that you want is to have that because now you have six teams in the Big Ten that go down to the last weekend. If you go down to the
isn't that the 4-4-2-2 model though?
That's what I just said.
Yeah. Okay. So the 5-11 includes no play-in.
No play-in.
Right.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're on the same page.
There's no play-in for the 5-11.
Right.
The only time there's a play-in is if you have the AQs.
Right.
That's the only way. So I'm with you now. Okay. The 16. On both 16 teams, I'm just differentiating between the 4-4 and the 5-11.
Right.
The 4-4 gives you way more access.
Yeah, but it's only 12 teams.
No, it's not. The 4-4-2, whatever, that's still 16 teams. It was 4-4-2-2-1-1.
4-2-2-1.
So anytime you talk the two that they had out there, they were both 16 teams.
Okay.
The 4-4/whatever. Mm. And I didn't know what you even called today. Just 12-team playoff. That's all it is.
Yeah.
So that gets you no extra games or no extra people in. So in the end, you're going to know pretty well it's going to be like what's probably going to happen. You're probably going to be guaranteed three teams in from the Big 12, I mean, from the Big 10 and the SEC, most likely four.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely they still get their fourth team. But after that, then it's going to be, that's going to be the end of their access, unless there's just some insane team at five, you know, where somebody gets another one in. But that's kind of where it stops.
Okay, I think I understand. It's clear as mud. Yeah.
So both of them, the 4-4-2-2-1, whatever it is, that's 16 teams. 5-11, 16 teams. More access is in the 4-4. Because the AQs allow there to be six teams that have play-in games. The 5-11, there's no play-in games, is what it is.
That's the key. That's the key. The 5-11's no play-in games.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. And then as far as the, once again, the the SEC playing nine conference games, he just said it's, we haven't decided. Don't know. We don't know what we're going to do on that.
Yep. It's not been taken off the table.
No.
Still there. I think it'll still happen. I think they'll go to nine just because I think eventually the finance part is going to be a big enough piece to them. There's still going to be enough people. You just can't tell me that Mississippi State didn't have a tough time giving out $20.5 million out of their budget.
I hear you. Yeah. Sankey can't help himself but be an arrogant ass.
Well, what do you say this time?
He said it's absolutely fully 100% correct that we play eight conference games while others play nine. It's also correct that last season, all 16 of our members played at least nine games against what you would label power opponents. I don't believe there's anyone looking to swap their conference schedule and their opponents with our conference schedule. Good God. I get it. He's not necessarily wrong. He just comes off bad. He said we have to make decisions soon if we're going to stay at nine games. If we stay at eight, it'll probably be a little bit easier logistically. No decision on that. He did say that they want to form a new committee. That's always good. Conversations with university presidents this spring included the potential of the Power Four forming a committee to explore its role in the future of college athletics. The committee would include multiple presidents from each league and commissioners. That's what we need, is another committee.
A committee to help the committee.
All the committees.
Get together with the committee.
Right. Let's just make another
committee.
If
they don't, I mean, it was talked a little bit. It's the same problem. Right now, the committee still just values wins. And they don't value the strength of schedule enough. It's just that simple. Yep. There's no way that in certain times that there should be, like we talked about, like Penn State first three games. And well, Nebraska, if you take Nebraska, Cincinnati's what, second to last in the Big 12 picked?
Yeah.
Check
Lindy. Check Lindy's Jake.
Yeah. 1 second, please.
We can do this. Hold on. Lindy's and Phil.
Cincinnati is picked, they're picked fifth to last in the Big 12.
Are they? Okay. Yep. Not quite as low as what I thought.
Okie State, Arizona, fifth to last. They're picked 13th in?
Are they tied for fifth to last?
In Phil's magazine, Phil Steele's, they're
11th.
They're in a two-way tie for ninth. Cincinnati and Kansas.
Okay.
Cincinnati and Kansas.
Obviously, a little bit of a struggling team, but whatever.
Yeah.
But my point is, Nebraska, when Nebraska beats Cincinnati and then they beat Akron and they beat Houston Baptist, it's not three great wins.
Right.
Especially the last two.
No.
They'll still be ranked.
Yes.
They'll still be 20.
I think so.
They'll be like 19th in the country. They're 3-0.
Yep. I bet they would be.
Because the committee looks at wins. They still look at that left column and right column more so than who did they play.
Yeah.
And then they'll probably
be ranked.
And then you see, like, you have Clemson and LSU playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
You got Texas and Ohio State
starting the season.
They'll have a loss.
Playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the strength of schedule, they finally have to kind of come around that maybe a team in the end is 9-3 and someone is 11-1. And guess what? The 9-3 team played a way harder schedule, even because they have the incredible wins. But there's no credit really for that.
Not as much as there should be.
No, not as much. There's not even a metrics for it. They say
I think they're going to create one.
With this new committee?
Aren't they saying they're creating one? There'll be something, but right now it's like, okay, what is it? There isn't one. They always say, well, strength of schedule. Well, what is it? And that no one has a computer to it.
They're talking about metrics, new metrics that will help the committee. Wow. Wow. I'm sorry.
It's all ongoing stuff. I mean, at what point do we think this will be more solid?
I'm going to say never.
Still, people are on the same page.
We'll be doing this conversation forever.
Yeah. And that is also part of the uniqueness of college football.
It kind of is.
That has always been all these because there's no conversations about the NFL. Got this. Well, those guys, how about that? The Browns don't have a salary cap this year. They got the lucky ticket. Remember, two teams get it. Them and the Cardinals got no salary cap. No, that's not true.
But isn't one more appealing than the other, the NFL conversation?
More appealing? No, college is way more appealing because there's so many layers. So the average four people just sitting at
They're not talking about the system of
there's
NFL.
More drama right now in college football where you like the just how the NFL just has it the way it is. There's no drama there.
Right.
I will say this. I didn't hear each one of them, but I heard like Brian Kelly. You could tell the SEC and Sankey got on board with every one of the Big 12 coaches had basically was a complaint. This isn't right. We're not set up right. We don't have an NIL cap. You heard everyone say it.
The Big 12.
Everyone said it. SEC, Brian Kelly was like, we're awesome. Everything's good. No issues here. We should be happy.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
And I think that was a clear shot by, listen, we're not going to get up there on the mic and all of a sudden start talking about, because
you think Sankey let them know?
I would imagine so. I doubt you're going to hear somebody,
Oh, his first statement was, let me be clear, college athletics is not broken. It's strained. So I bet. So what you're talking about is
it's under stress and it's strained.
Yeah. There may have been some talking points that he said, hey, don't get up there and complain about everything.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
I guarantee it was.
Got it.
Or maybe it's through the AD/whatever. It's like, hey, let's get all of our ducks in a row here.
You're right. I think you're right.
When Kirby Smart gets up there, he might say, well, yeah, we got some issues, but we're better off now. No one's going to say anything. Not going to happen.
God, I think you're right. Think about what Sankey said. He said the settlement went into effect July 1. It's July 14th. And while we're working through historic and transform change, he said you can't. It's like a marathon. You can't just jump off the course. You got to keep running it. He probably told the coaches. Don't. Yeah.
Hey. He's probably like, hey, just FYI, from his perspective, if you're your mark, and every one of your coaches aired grievances, and you're the leader of that group.
Doesn't look great.
It's not a great look. Now, the grievances were correct, though. They 100% were accurate. But I guarantee you after that first one, it'll be fun to see how it plays out with Big Ten and how it plays out.
Yeah, I want to hear what Petiti has to say on Monday.
I can't wait. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Tuesday.
In Vegas.
Tuesday. Sorry about the confusion.
Thanks for working with us now.
Clean the board.
Clean the board.
Well, it was. There's times I get confused myself during the story. But we do have it down. I was so against.
What do you want?
I don't know because I was so against the AQs. I'm like, you can't do AQs. That's horrible.
But you like to play.
And then I'm going like, hold it. Wait till that Saturday hits, and you're sitting there watching two home games in the Big Ten, and you're watching. All of a sudden, it's Purdue, Iowa.
In December,
it would be so remarkable.
I just don't understand why the SEC wouldn't want to do that.
They did until the coaches said no. That's why I wonder where. That's right. That's why I wonder where the Big Ten coaches will be. They said it was unanimous that they wanted the 5-11. The SEC did, and I think they being the SEC think they might get like six.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Of course they do.
We're going to get six in.
When we come back, speaking of the SEC, Vanderbilt is chirping again, and surely this will be fun for Sip. We'll discuss this next in early break on the Ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.